Welcome back to Reset 676. I'm Chandra Mel, and I'm narrating the ebook that was researched and written by Marek Czepiewski. For more information or to read the book, visit reset676.com. You can also find a forum and ways to contact or follow Marek on social media. This podcast will narrate the 19 chapters of the book for those who prefer listening. Note that my personal beliefs or opinions are not included unless clearly stated. Photos from the book can be found in each episode's show notes or on my Instagram at reset676. Thank you for joining me as I share Marek's work. Before we begin, I must apologize for any background noises that you may hear. I do not have a studio, so you may hear any of the following: aircrafts, seagulls, other birds, sirens, cats, or my husband yelling at his games. Please bear with me, as I am only able to edit out what happens when I am not speaking. Thank you so much for your patience and understanding. Now, let's begin today's chapter. The sunstone made by the Aztecs is the most famous work of Mexican sculpture. It measures 358 centimeters, or 141 inches, in diameter and weighs 25 tons, or 54,210 pounds. It was carved sometime between 1502 and 1521. Because of the symbols it contains, it is often mistaken for a calendar. However, the relief carved on it actually depicts the Aztec myth of the five suns, which describes the creation and history of the world. According to the Aztecs, the era at the time of the Spanish colonization was the fifth era of a cycle of creation and destruction. They believed that the previous four eras ended with the destruction of the world and humanity, which were then recreated in the next era. During each of the previous cycles, different gods ruled the earth through a dominant element and then destroyed it. These worlds were called suns. The legend of the five suns derives primarily from the mythological beliefs and traditions of earlier cultures from central Mexico and the Mesoamerican region in general. The center of the monolith represents the last of the Aztec cosmological eras and depicts one of the suns in the sign of Olin, which is the day of the month signifying an earthquake. The four squares surrounding the central deity represent the four previous suns or eras, which preceded the present era. The myth of the five suns. First sun, Jaguar Sun. The four Tezcatlipocas, or gods, created the first humans who were giants. The first sun became Black Tezcatlipoca. The world continued on for 13 times for 52 years, but a rivalry arose between the gods, and Quetzalcoatl knocked the sun out of the sky with a stone club. With no sun, the world became completely black, so in his anger, Black Tezcatlipoca commanded his jaguars to devour all the people. The earth needed to be repopulated. Second sun, the wind sun. The gods created a new group of people to inhabit the earth. This time, they were of normal size. This world lasted 364 years and came to an end due to catastrophic hurricanes and floods. The few survivors fled to the tops of trees and turned into monkeys. The third sun, which was the rain sun. Because of Tlaloc's grief, a great drought swept the world. The people's prayers for rain annoyed the sun, and in a fit of rage, he has answered their prayers with a great downpour of fire. The rain of fire and ash fell incessantly until the entire earth was scorched. The gods then had to create a whole new earth from the ashes. The third era lasted 312 years. Fourth sun, water sun. When the sun of Nahui Atl came, 400 years plus 2 centuries plus 76 years had passed. Then the sky approached the water and the great flood has come. All people drowned or turned into fish. In one day, everything perished. Even the mountains were submerged under the waters. The water remained calm for 52 springtimes, after which 2 people slipped out in a pirogue. Fifth Sun, or Earthquake Sun, we are the inhabitants of this world. The Aztecs used to offer human sacrifices to Black Tezcatlipoca in fear of his judgment. Should the gods be displeased, the fifth sun will go black. The world will be shattered by catastrophic earthquakes, and all humanity will be annihilated. The number 676. According to the Aztec myth, the first era ended after the sun was knocked out of the sky. It may be a memory of an asteroid fall, because a falling asteroid shines very brightly and resembles a falling sun. Perhaps the Indians once witnessed such an event and thought that the sun was knocked down by the gods. The second era was ended by hurricanes and floods. The third era ended with a rain of fire and ash. It probably refers to a volcanic eruption. The fourth era ended with a great flood that lasted for 52 years. I think that this very number was used here to preserve the memory of the 52-year cycle. In turn, the fifth epoch, the one we currently live in, is supposed to end with huge earthquakes. The most intriguing thing about this legend is that it so meticulously enumerates the duration of each epoch, with an accuracy to 1 year. The first epoch was to last 13 times for 52 years. That is 676 years. The second epoch, 364 years. The third, 312. And the fourth, again, 676 years. There's something very interesting about these numbers. Namely, each of them is divisible by 52. 676 years correspond to 13 periods of 52 years. 364 are 7 periods of 52 years. And 312 are exactly 6 such periods. So it is obvious that the myth of the 5 suns is closely connected with the 52-year cycle of cataclysms. I believe that this myth is intended to commemorate the most severe cataclysms that the Native American peoples have experienced in their history. 2 of the eras lasted equally 676 years each, but it is also worth noting that if we add up the duration of the other 2 eras, 364 and 312, this also equals 676 years. So according to the myth, each time after 676 years, there was a great cataclysm that destroyed the world. This knowledge must have been very important to the Aztecs if they decided to engrave it on a big stone. I think that this myth should be considered as an extension of the 52-year cycle. Just as the 52-year cycle predicts the timing of local cataclysms, the 676-year cycle predicts the coming of global cataclysms, that is, resets of civilization, which destroy the world and bring an end to an epoch. It can be assumed that Planet X, which causes local disasters every 52 years, affects the Earth with much greater force once every 676 years. If we look at historical cataclysms, we can notice that one of them, the Black Death pandemic, was indeed much more devastating than the others. If we assume that the plague was one of such great global cataclysms, and if they really do repeat themselves every 676 years, then we probably have a serious problem, because the next 676 years since the Black Death will pass exactly this year, 2023. Unlucky number 13. At the time of the Aztec Empire, the number 13 was a sacred number that reflected the beliefs of the Aztec people. Not only did it play a key role in the Aztec ritual calendar and throughout the history of the empire, but it was also a symbol of the heavens. All over the world, the number 13 is fraught with varying degrees of superstition. In most cultures today, the number is considered a bad omen meant to be avoided. Rarely is the number considered lucky or has a positive connotation. The ancient Romans regarded the number 13 to be a symbol of death, destruction, and misfortune. legend has it that the forbidden history of the world was written in tarot cards. In a tarot deck, the 13 is the card of death, usually picturing a pale horse with its rider, the Grim Reaper, who is the personification of death. Around the Grim Reaper lie dead and dying people from all classes, including kings, bishops, and commoners. The card may symbolize the end, mortality, destruction, and corruption, but it often has a broader meaning, heralding a transition from one stage of life to another. It can signify a spiritual rebirth, as well as finding oneself in a difficult situation. Some decks title this card as Rebirth or Death and Rebirth. The playing cards are derived from the tarot cards. A deck of cards consists of 52 cards of four different suits. Perhaps someone who invented them wanted to commemorate the secret knowledge about the 52-year cycle. Each suit in the cards may represent a different civilization, a different era. Each consists of 13 figures, which can symbolize 13 cycles, that is, the duration of each epoch. I believe that the number 13 is not accidentally associated with death and misfortune. If the meaning of this number is so deeply embedded in our culture, it must make sense. The ancestors seem to have left us a warning to beware of the 13th cycle of cataclysms, which repeats every 676 years and is particularly destructive. Ancient civilizations carefully observed the earth and sky, and they recorded events over the millennia. This allowed them to discover that certain events repeat themselves cyclically. Unfortunately, modern society does not understand the knowledge that our ancestors left us. For us, the number 13 is just a number that brings bad luck. Some people are afraid of living on the 13th floor, yet they carelessly ignore the warnings carved in stone by ancient civilizations. Turns out that we are the dumbest civilization in the history of the world. The ancient civilizations knew about a catastrophic cosmic phenomenon that repeats itself cyclically. We have turned this knowledge into superstition. The number of the beast. In the area of Christian culture, by far the most important prophecy concerning the end of the world is the Book of Revelation, one of the books of the Bible. This prophetic book was written around AD 100. It vividly describes the terrible cataclysms that will torment humanity just before the Last Judgment. Of particular interest to those who read the Book of Revelation is the mysterious number 666, appearing in it, often referred to as the number of the beast or the number of Satan. Satanists use it as one of their symbols. For centuries, numerous daredevils have tried to guess the secret of this number. It is believed that the date of the end of the world may be encoded in it. The famous phrase about the number of the beast appears in the 13th chapter of Revelation, which seems to be no coincidence. Let's take a closer look at this passage from the Bible. And I quote, "In this case, wisdom is needed. Let the person who has understanding calculate the total number of the beast, because it is a human total number, and the sum of the number is 666. End quote. Book of Revelation, chapter 13, verse 18. In the above passage, St. John clearly separates two different numbers, the number of the beast and the number of a man. Turns out that contrary to popular belief, it is not the number 666 that is the number of the beast. St. John clearly writes that this is the number of a human. The number of the beast must be calculated oneself. In the most important passages of the Book of Revelation, the number 7 is often manifested. The book describes the opening of 7 seals, which herald various catastrophes. Another terrible thing happens when 7 angels blow 7 trumpets. After that, 7 bowls of God's wrath are poured out onto humanity. Each of these seals, trumpets, and bowls brings a different kind of cataclysm to Earth. Earthquakes, pestilence, meteor strikes, famines, and so on. The author seems to intentionally draw attention to the number 7 because it may be the key to solving the riddle of the number of the beast. The number 7, along with the number 666, may be needed to calculate it. The author does not say whether the two numbers should be added, subtracted, or perhaps inserted one in the middle of the other. To understand what needs to be done, one must first know what the beast actually is and what it looks like. St. John writes about it at the beginning of the same chapter. And I quote, "I saw a beast coming out of the sea. It had 10 horns, 7 heads, and 10 royal crowns on its horns. On its heads were blasphemous names." End quote. Book of Revelation, chapter 13, verse 1. The beast has 10 horns, each with a crown on it, and 7 heads. The beast is such a bizarre and unrealistic creature that it can only be treated symbolically. In its description, the number 7 appears once again. Besides, there is the number 10, which probably also does not appear here by an accident. Having a complete set of numbers, we can dare to calculate the number of the beast. The number 666 can be increased or decreased by 7, but nothing to do with the number 10 will come out of it. However, if we add 10 to 666, then the number 676 comes out. In the middle of this number appears the digit 7, which can be taken as confirmation that the calculation is correct. This is the number 676, which is the true number of the beast. Although the Bible originated in a culture that developed independently from the Aztec civilization, there are catastrophic prophecies in both cultures, and in both cases they are associated with the number 676. This is very puzzling. The next reset of the civilization is imminent. There should already be some leaks about the impending doom. Some movie producers have access to secret knowledge and happen to include previews of future events into their works. For example, the 2011 disaster movie Contagion, Nothing Spreads Like Fear, accurately predicted the course of the coronavirus pandemic. It even foresaw such details as the fact that the virus would come from a bat. The cure for the disease in the movie was forsythia, and as it later turned out, the same thing works for the coronavirus. Coincidence? I don't think so. Even the title of this movie, Nothing Spreads Like Fear, proves how prophetic and provocative this movie was. Interestingly, in this prophetic movie, the number 676 appears as a house number. Either this movie was shot on an extremely long street with hundreds of houses, or the producer wanted to brag that he knew the secret of the number 676. We already know that the Aztecs were right when they claimed that cataclysms occur cyclically every 52 years. In a moment, we will try to determine how much truth there is in the legend that these greatest cataclysms, or resets, afflict the Earth every 676 years. If there really were resets in the past, they must have left clear traces in history. Therefore, in the following chapters, we will go back in time to look for traces of global cataclysms. First, we will take a closer look at the Black Death plague to learn about the course of this largest ever annihilation of humanity. We will examine where the plague came from and what other cataclysms accompanied it. This will help us to understand what may await us in the future. In the chapters that follow, we will delve even deeper into history and look for more great catastrophes. And I can already reveal to you that they will be plagues, because the deadliest catastrophes have basically always been plagues. No other natural disaster, an earthquake or a volcanic eruption, is capable of causing a comparable loss of life as the plague. This is the end of the chapter. As this chapter comes to its close, I ask that you rate and review the podcast, and again, visit reset676.com, where you can join the forum or contact and follow Medic Chepievsky. Thank you again for joining us. I'm Chandra Mel.